السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين ورحمة الله للعالمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعه إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. الحمد لله. continue tonight in the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the names of today. Similar like last week. What was the name last week? Al-Qabid wal-Basid, mashallah. You are awake. Inshallah, today we'll talk about Al-Mu'izz al-Mudil. المعز والمذل. المعز is the one who gives dignity and honor. المذل the one that humiliate. الحمد لله. So again, the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are names that we take it together. They are connected always. The one that gives opposite. And the names of today, they have to do with asma'ul af'al. Okay, meaning what Allah does, and a noun that you derived from what Allah does. Okay. Like in Arabic, we know what's al-mu'adhin, right? Is the one who gives the adhan. Al-mu'min is the one. Okay. Now here is, you know, al-mu'izzu al-mudhil. Okay, the one who gives that dignity. Okay, and the one who puts one in humiliation. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us and created certain quality in us that's innate in us. That with it we survive. Okay, with it we survive. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us, and for us to survive as an individual, we need to eat, to consume things. So Allah put hunger in us. Okay? Allah put a mechanism in us with which we have to survive. We survive as an individual. So if you do not get hungry at all, then that could be very harmful, because now you have to think about when to eat and how to maintain yourself. Okay, and thinking about that might not get you the right, taking the right food, the right measure, and so forth, and the right time. And so Allah put in us that feeling that we all have, no scientist really knew what it is or how it works, okay? But you get hungry and you eat. Also, that is make us survive as an individual, as a person. But we want to survive on this earth as a human race, okay? As a human race, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in us the urge to get married. Okay? You find, you know, youngsters who see, or youth, who see problems in marriage all around them, right? In some circumstances. And what do they think about marriage? Okay? And the point being is that urge of having, you know, a partner and having children and so forth, it is built within us. Without it, we will not survive as a human race. Okay. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in us a third component. A third component which is in all of us, and you can sense it with children. Children always like to be noticed with good things that they do. Okay? And you notice it in adults too, okay? But it shows a lot in children. When they do something, they come and show it to you. Till you see how good I did this. Okay? And once they acquire something new, they come and display it to you. And in the way of exhibition, so you give compliment. So in us also, there is a sense of trying to sense, to reach some kind of excellence in things. At the same time, we hate to be humiliated. Okay? We hate to be humiliated. So we can do things that could humiliate us if it is known, but we keep it secret. So, but then when it's exposed, then this has a very strong effect on us. We hate to be known as those who do something that is not proper, or think of that which is not proper, or and on and on. So that component is in us. Now, because we are human beings, so all of these points needs guidance. All of this point needs guidance. An animal does not need guidance in that, because in the animal, Allah put in their very nature, or very fitra, stamped all these things in them, meaning that what animal will eat a certain food and not others. Okay, the animal will mate and have offsprings and so forth. And with a certain measure and so forth. Okay? And the animal will behave according to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in them in a way of instincts. But with us, we need guidance in all of this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us izzah, okay, dignity for those who follow the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within that which Allah put in us as part instincts and part following. Okay? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala humiliate those who let go with the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribed on us. Okay? So, as a human being, we don't know what is more important than other things. Okay, what is the hierarchy of things? Okay. The hierarchy of things is put to us by Allah. The animals know what is more important than what. But us, we have to be told. So, you are on earth, and Allah tells you, I created you to worship me. Now you know why you're created. Okay? Ask anyone who does not know this fact, is not a religious person, and ask him, why are you on earth? They will give you, many, many reasons. But unless this is told to them, they will not know it. Okay? So, obviously for us as a human being, as a Muslimin, when we are told that you are created to worship Allah, so therefore, this has to be in the high hierarchies of things. Okay, the first thing we talk about, we think about, and most important, and everything else goes right into it, which is the deen. The deen has to be the top of every decision that we make. Okay, because that is the reason that we are created. Okay, so now, what is it that in the hierarchies of things that we need to take care of and to keep sound? And what Allah gives us in a way of Sharia, Allah puts him in this order. How is the deen going to survive? Okay? Are going to be implemented? It has to have a human being to implement it. Deen does not exist by itself. Okay? So therefore, the next important point or thing to be looked at and taken care of is the existence of the person himself. Okay? So now, a person without without the quality as a person, it becomes is useless or harmful. And the quality for us as a human being, Allah created us, is al-aql, the intellect. So the next point has to be the intellect. Okay? So now the deen will not survive except with those who implement it. So those who implement it will not really implement it unless they have the intellect to know it and implement it. Okay? And then what's after that? That is a surviving as an individual, okay, implementing the deen, saying and implementing the deen. But now the deen will not exist unless you have offsprings and it continues. So now offsprings, a dhurriya or a nest comes next. Okay? And then what's after that? Wealth, money. Okay? That is how things should be put in order. And this is how what the Sharia, the purpose for the Sharia. This is the purpose for the Sharia. The purpose of the Sharia is to keep these things and these items in this order, in this importance. Okay? So now we know, and those who implement this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them izzah. Those who make a decision, okay, according to these hierarchies, and what is more important than what, Allah gives them izzah. Another word, some of us walk in this earth with this pyramid, if you will, upside down. All of us, huh? Okay, we look at the wealth is the most important. Okay? But now, what is jihad in the way of Allah? To sacrifice number what for number what? Number one? Yeah, number two for number one. Okay? We could never sacrifice number one for anything. Okay? Yeah, yes. And your wealth and so forth. Okay? So, when in our lives, this is how we make decisions. Okay? This decision, it's going to affect what? And what is more important than what it is? If you have much, we have money, and your health is deteriorated, and you have to get some operation, what would happen? You know, it's not a question, right? You spend your wealth for keeping yourself, your physical existence, okay? But, you know, there as scholars, you know, go, now you have, what if you have sacrifice one or the other from the same item, what do you do? A woman who is pregnant, and one of them will live, and the other will die. You have to make a choice. Now that is two souls here. Which one you're going to prefer over the other here? And so, because it's the same category. Yes. Oh, no, sacrifice? No. yes, but that doesn't, yeah. Well, no, the
you've got to keep the machinery going.
That's a good thing, good discussions, yes. Okay, let us look at it from the harms and benefit. Look at it from the point of harms and benefit. Okay? If the mother is gone, what harm will happen? To her husband, to her children, to her parents, to her neighbors. She's making an investment in the society. Right? So now you take her from that, the circle that she's in is going to be affected. Okay? But look at the harm if the child is gone. It's very limited. Right? Very limited. So that way, you know, according to harms and benefit, the mother should be, you know, taken care of, and the child is sacrificed or Yes. So now, this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us and guided us. With this innate abilities in us, or innate feelings in us, okay? And the guidance that has to be given to us to be able to implement that which is right. To be told what is right and that the hierarchies of things, okay? Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran said, إِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Indeed, the izzah for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said that al-izzah lillah wa li rasulihi wa lil mu'mineen. Okay? The izzah is for Allah, for the messenger of Allah, and for the believers. Okay? So, that is exclusive for the believers. The izzah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, when are we taken away from this category that we're not qualified for the izzah of Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Surah Al-Ma'idah. We're not? Yes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, before he says that al-izzah for Allah and his messenger and the believers, Allah, few ayat before that, Allah said what? Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu la tattakhidhu al-yahuda wal-nasara awliya. O you believe, do not take the Jews and Christians as awliya. Okay, awliya meaning you give nusra to, you give victory to, and you love. Al-hubb wal-nusra, basic al-wilay. Meaning that you admire their ways, okay, and you adopt their ways. That is, you take someone as a wali, you adopt their ways, okay, and you love your ways and go with it, okay? So, yes, exactly. Not say them as example, not take them as followers, as leaders, yes. So now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّخِذَهُمْ مِنْكُمْ وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. The one who takes them as such, as awliya, he is one of them. Okay? Because now it is obvious you're leaving what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give you, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you as a system, and say there is something better than that. Okay, then Allah will let you go with that which you think is better. So be part of it. Okay? So here's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying that وَتَرَى الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ. You'll see the one who have sickness in their heart. يُسَارِعُونَ فِيهِمْ. They run to them. يَقُولُونَ نَخَافُ أَن تُصِيبَنَا دَائِرًا. نَخْشَ أَن تُصِيبَنَا دَائِرًا. We're afraid that a calamity will happen to us. So you'll see them doing something and you'll hear them saying something. You see them quickly going to them when some calamities are coming and then saying, the reason we're doing that it is because we're afraid something happened to us. No, those who deserve the izzah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they run to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way of Allah, and to the way of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, do they seek izzah with them? Izzah is for Allah and only Allah. Okay? Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the believers. Okay? The believers who establish prayer and give zakah. And this ayat Allah said, giving zakah, وَهُمْ رَاكِعُونَ, and when they are making ruku'. And, you know, many tafsir of that, but the point being is, they are implementing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them. And then, within this names of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, their quality is, one of their qualities, the believers, أَعِزَّةٌ على الكافرين أذلة على المؤمنين. They have عز and ذل. Okay, but they have عز upon those who are disbelievers. And they are humble and kind with those who are believers. Okay. Now, and also يجاهدون في الله. They're making jihad in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay. ولا يخافون في الله لومة لائم. And they do not care to be made fun of or being blamed of in the being in the way of Allah. Okay? Meaning they're not the kind that would apologize for their ways. Okay? And this is fitting, the word apologize here. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the ayat after that saying that you find those who oppose them, when they hear the adhan, they make fun of it. Okay, meaning they look at the belief and they try to mock certain mocking things. Okay, and it's very interesting here that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying, subhanallah, when we hear that, the tendency to do what? To say, we're not like this, we're not like that. You know, listen to what Islam is and so forth and so on. Which is partly is okay for those who do not know. We let them know, right? But to make fun and joke, this is not a person who's asking for explanation, exactly. okay, and a person who's making a mockery of you, okay. It's not a person, once you give him something good about Islam, say, oh, okay, now, I'm not going to do that. No, okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after they said that, they say that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, should I tell you about those who are worse than this? Okay? Those that Allah make big pigs and apes. Meaning, going, telling them about, their history and so forth. Okay? Of course, this is not the only way to get back at this, but it is an option. Okay? It is an option. I mean, it's not necessarily one is apologizing all the time or explaining things. Well, you never apologize for the way. Meaning, your point of explaining yourself, and listen, and so it depends on who you're talking to and what the circumstances are. But this is what Umar radiallahu anhu said about this, that we were people who were humiliated, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us izzah, give us dignity. And if we seek any dignity from any other direction, what we're going to receive is humiliation. And we look around the history, okay, in history, and see this very clear. That the Muslimin, okay, once they go on the path of apologizing and so forth, and taking some other ways than the Book of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the humiliation always comes. Okay. Now, the word Izzah, we talked about it when we talked about the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Aziz. We talked about that this word meaning something aziz, that means something that is dear to you and that you love. And what is dear to you? Something that has to be needed. Something has to be needed is dear to you. But if it is needed and it is readily available, it is not that much of, does not have that much of izzah. I will give example of the air, right? The air is all around us, and we absolutely need it, but it's not really aziz, because, you don't think about it, it's there all the time. So it's a quality of something that has izzah, something that you absolutely need, and is very rare, okay? But now, if it is something very rare, okay, but you can find it easy, okay? then it's not quite aziz. But if it is very difficult to contain, it becomes aziz, absolutely aziz. And this is fit with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one. Okay? He is aziz, the only one. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we absolutely need him in everything. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is impossible for us to contain Allah. Then he is al-aziz. Okay? These the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we do have izzah. Okay? What we have is very rare. Okay? Is very dear. It is aziz. From the Quran to the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the implementation of it, to meaning in a way of Sharia and in a way of application of fiqh and so forth, it is very valuable. Okay, and now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waliyul ladina amanu. He is the one with the believers, and they take Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as wali. Not those who are taking other ways. As in the ayat that we mentioned, Surah Al-Ma'idah, the people of the book taking them as awliya. So this izzah that we can receive, it does not come to you easy. You have to work for it. Okay? And the more you achieve your closeness to Allah, the more izzah you will be given. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had that izzah, even from his enemy. They respected him so much. They could not say something, they loved to be associated with him even though that he was their enemy. Okay? They're proud that he is from among them. Okay? And one of them, Abu Sufyan, before he became Muslim, when his daughter married Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and people started making fun of him. He's your enemy, now he's married your daughter. So he was proud and saying, who has the better son-in-law? Okay? So here is, fighting Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but at the same time, proud of saying that he is my son-in-law. This is unbelievable, situation or thinking. Okay? Because with their intellect, they looked at the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the best of ways. Okay? But our forefathers are very important to us, so don't change the ways of our forefathers. Okay? That is humiliating to us. Okay? So this way of getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is achieving the izzah, and you don't know how this izzah is going to manifest in our lives. Okay? Or in the individual lives, but you know it's going to be manifested there. You know it's going to be shown. You're going to know that it is something that it is not something that you carry with you. Remember what we talked about, ilm, knowledge. It's not something that you will be carrying with you, nobody knows, but it's something that is in you that everybody notice. And they cannot help but being, having given you dignity. Okay? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a servant, okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks, Jibreel alayhi salam to love him. Okay? And now when Jibreel alayhi salam loves him, ask the angels to love him. Say the angels that Allah loves so love him. When the angels love him, they will tell the people of earth that so and so is loved by Allah. يُكْتَبُ لَهُ الْقَبُولُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Then it will be written for him acceptance on earth. Meaning that no one can look at this person and his actions and then put them through some kind of humiliation. No. And this is a very important point. The messengers of Allah, they had enemies. But the enemies looked at them as great people. They fought them. But when they are fought against, that doesn't mean they are going through humiliation. No. Okay. It's a different point. It's a different issue. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be in pain in the war and bleeding and so forth, this is not a humiliation. Okay, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the believer that this is, you know, days that happens to people. But so long that you are a believer, you are always have this izzah. Okay? وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ and you in كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ and you are above them, always above when you are believers. So here is Allah telling the believers they are above even though they were defeated in the war. And at that moment Allah says to them, you are above them. Okay? So above them, you are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala above everyone. That is the point. That's the point. That you stand with Allah, if it is so high, you might have some difficulties, but you still, the stand of Allah with Allah is so high. The scholars who went through physical punishment, okay, and they held on, and with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were, you know, righteous people. We think of them as righteous people. And now, they will not let go with this dignity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them by giving up in something. They will hold on. When Imam Ahmad, rahmahullah, as he was being whipped and lashed because of an opinion he's given, a fact, that the book of Allah, the Quran, is the word of Allah. We're saying, that's obvious. But that was a fitna at that time. You know, groups of people came, they said, no, the book of Allah, the Quran, is a creation of Allah. Okay? But now once you start looking at the Quran as the creation of Allah, there is many, many things that follows after that. The creation of Allah could change, it is not absolute and so forth, you know. And so he said, no, it is the word of Allah, not the creation of Allah. Okay? So now the Amir was with the opinion, the other opinion, so told him, because he has so much clout with the people, to say that the Quran is the creation of Allah. He said, no. The Quran is the word of Allah. So he was taken and punished and whipped. So he changed his mind. And some scholars in the time, when they told him, you have to say that, so they compromised, right? So they would say, they put their fingers up and they go, the Torah, the Bible, the Quran, and then look at the three fingers and say, all of these are the creation of Allah. And then they say, we mean our fingers. Okay. When they ask, how do you say that? They say, no, what we meant by that is our fingers. Okay. Now this is a way out of this, right? But Imam Ahmad said no. So they took him and whipped him. So some of the students were telling him, why don't you, now you're about to die, okay? And we are allowed, you taught us, that we are allowed to say that which we do not mean to prevent the big harm, okay? But now the students thinking of a big harm is what? Is Imam Ahmad would die, right? But Imam Ahmad thinking about what is the big harm is the deen will go. Right? That is the greatest harm, right? So in the hierarchy of things, you have to look at the deen first, right? So I answered him by saying, I don't want to look at all of those who are waiting so I can open my mouth and say something. And they are ready to write it down and go in history and say, Imam Ahmad said that. Okay? And I am not going to allow this to happen, that to give in by saying that and affect, you know, the history after me. And he said, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the student saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that we take a rukhas. Rukhsa Allah has given us. An excuse that you can use and compromise a license. Yes, a rukhsa. Then he said that the amma, okay, will take with the rukhas. The average person will use the rukhas, but the teachers and the ulama will take with al azaim. With the insist on the truth no matter what. They do not take the rukhsa. And this is how it should be. Okay. So Imam Ahmad at that moment he had izzah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay. And throughout our lives we will be tested in many levels in our lives. Okay. Of which in these hierarchies are you going to change because of something that you want, that you think that you'll gain some izzah from. So the concept of izzah and the average person is how you look, not what you carry with Allah and you stand with Allah. So if you have an expensive car, you will get izzah. If you have a big house, you'll have izzah. If you have, you know, certain, you know, looks and so forth, you'll have izzah. Okay? And this is what people seek. Okay? And we are in a society that deals with that. They measure people by what they acquire. Okay? And then they will give them izzah through that. Right? Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala judges according to what's inside of us and how we implemented in our lives, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us izzah according to that. Okay? Now, when one knows that he is truly in the way of Allah and the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or trying so hard to do that and making the right decision, what the people say of give you izzah or dhul, it will not matter. It's not going to affect our lives. It's not going to make a difference. And that is what seems to be humiliation in this life. That's when it happened by people to others. But with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the standard is different. The standard is the standard of al-fawz al-azim. To have the great fawz, success. مَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازَ. The one who is pushed away from hellfire and entered Jannah, that is the one who has achieved success. Okay? The one who, you know, will enter Jannah and be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that's the one who achieved success. Okay? Today, right before I came, I got a call. Okay, from someone who been in Islam for a couple of years. Okay, a person who came here and you know, and accepted Islam, and you know, for 2 years now, tiptoeing, knowing what Islam is, implementing, and so forth. Okay, there a person calls, and the person is in tears of happiness. Why? Because the lectures that this person heard, and now they knew that, they said, I did not know that when you go to Jannah, you can see Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the person is crying. And you think, you know, we know this, we tell our youth and our children that, and if, like they sit there and, you know, scratching their head and things, you know, it's not effective. But you see a person, you know, and pick up the phone and calls me, you know, I did not know this, okay? And then the person makes another comment. The lecture, the person was listening to the lecture about the hereafter. Okay? See, about a sirat and the description of sirat, the description of the light that you have, and you'll go over the sirat so quickly over hellfire and be in Jannah. And the person is crying. Okay? And we say, subhanallah, that we are so much in it, as one scholar put it beautifully. Okay? He said, the da'wah that we are doing in the way of Allah made us forget about iqam as-salah wa ita'i zakah. You understand? They are going giving da'wah in the way of Allah. And scholars, but they say that, you know, it became part of what we're doing, and we're forgetting about it. And forgetting, not meaning not implementing. They are implementing, but in a way of that very basic in how precious this is and how beautiful this is and so forth. So, you know, here is a person that Allah have chosen to give izzah to. Okay? And this person in their life is going through, have gone through a lot of difficult time and so forth. But they found Islam, and it was like, you know, as they call somebody's drowning and you give them a life jacket or something. That is, okay? And every time they discover something that is so precious, okay, they are moved so much, okay? And you know, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala softens our heart and make us remember the value of what we have and how precious and how we should carry this deen in a way of izzah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us izzah. Please, inshallah, if you would like to make any comments, inshallah. I have a microphone somewhere around here. Yeah. What time do we have?
Inshallah, will not be more than 9:30 today.
Okay, inshallah. Because
last time we stayed until 10. I remember we talked about this. We talked about this before. That although it's you know, it's an something izzah, you know, you feel it, and Allah promise, and but it actually you can feel it in your life. Mm-hmm. Really, I mean, believer. When you said that this is mu'min in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's believing in that rizq is from Allah, mm-hmm. and harm and benefit from Allah, right? Mm-hmm. If we do, I mean, yeah. This is a big condition. Yeah.
Total independence.
Yeah, Allah said,
from people, yes.
يعني, لا تهنوا ولا تحزنوا وأنتم الأعلون إن كنتم مؤمنين. There is a condition if you believe. Mm-hmm. So if you really believe in this, so you walk on earth, you know, you go, if somebody try to humiliate you during through your work, you know, you don't apologize. I mean, you know that he's not gonna fire you because he gonna fire you. Mm-hmm. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. You don't be humiliated. Mm-hmm. That so, oh, if I did not say that, sorry, I'm sorry, blah blah blah, then I'll lose my job. Mm-hmm. You know that it's this job from Allah, so mm-hmm. you always have dignity. You mm-hmm. don't, of course, you do the right thing. But mm-hmm. if somebody want to transgress against you, mm-hmm. or want to dominate you because you know you are below him, he's mm-hmm. your boss and stuff. So you always have a dignity in this matter, in the rizq. Mm-hmm. The other way, you don't, since you are always satisfied what you have, so you are not looking for a position. You are not looking to acquire something you don't have. So you have to be humiliated for mm-hmm. this person or this mm-hmm. group or this, mm-hmm. you know. You see what I mean? It's mm-hmm. it's like you're always looking for the top of the pyramids that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to please him. Mm-hmm. You don't want materialistic life. Mm-hmm. That's by itself to mm-hmm. give you dignity. Mm-hmm. By itself, you did not do anything yet. Mm-hmm. But walking on earth with this mentality, mm-hmm. you become, you know, doesn't...
You are the master, not
right.
the slave.
Nothing
you're only a slave of Allah.
Exactly. Nothing yeah. will make you feel inferior. Mm-hmm. Nothing. Mm-hmm. Not big houses, not the position. Not even if they told you, come to the White House, we will put you chief of staff. It does not matter because, you know, what's the big deal? I mean, so what? I mean, if it comes from Allah, if it does not. Mm-hmm. So that by itself, you know, subhanAllah will give you dignity.
I mean, mu'min itself is a walking dignity if you look at it.
MashaAllah.
When you see
the beautiful commands, write this down.
I mean, he commands respect automatically. You know, you don't have, you can see that the dignity in mu'min.
Yes, yeah. And then
the other thing I said, that new Muslim you mentioned, beautiful that you see Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
You have the microphone, right?
Yeah.
Now I know.
So when I heard, what affected me when I first heard that you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that affected me a great deal. It was such a big thing. Mm-hmm. If you think of that, you'll be... Mm-hmm. And it was unbelievable and feeling. Yeah. And subhanAllah, is...
You can say that.
That's right, you take it and you say that. Yeah. What did the brother just say, the comment he made?
He said the moment is the walking dignity.
Alhamdulillah.
Dr. Iqbal said that.
Alhamdulillah.
The comment that you said that we find dignity in their ways and we try to make excuse that if we don't do that, then much more harm will come. This is the example in these days in our country. That's what our leaders said, that if we don't go with whatever they are saying, then we will be bombarded. So our country will go to Stone Age era. So that's what it does put fear in us, and it happens. Also, one time, one new brother who became Muslim, just like you mentioned, the new brother who was Muslim. His name was Joseph before. Mm-hmm. Then he changed name to Yusuf. Mm-hmm. And he was talking to me. He said that, "Do you give dawah?" So I kind of said that I do not have enough knowledge, and I'm still learning, and so I do and I don't do. Mm-hmm. So then I smiled. I thought I made a big comment, and I got him. I mean, he's convinced, and he smiled too. Mm-hmm. And then I thought that he agreed with me. Then he said that when our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he start giving dawah, he knew only 5 ayahs of the Quran. So he said, "Brother, you know more than that, I know."
I also like to make a comment when, like you mentioned, people owning a nice car. They feel their dignity up when they're near people. They park in the parking lot with the, you know, beep beep.
Very good point.
But when they're alone with their car in the house, when they park in the garage, they put their head down and go home. So that's the difference. When we make a dignity, we only make with the Allah and with Allah. I'm sorry, with Allah. But pleasing people is not our job in this earth. So we are only to
serving people, not pleasing.
Serving and pleasing in some people. But I also like to ask a couple of questions. I don't know if this is the topic, but some people say, "I see Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in my dream." So how can you know? Because nobody knows what, you know, our Prophet looked like. So is that possible?
We do know what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked like. That's one thing.
Explain that.
But also, you will know.
Okay.
You will know. Okay. Even if Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam given you back, you know he is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Okay. Because I saw this dream long time ago when I was a kid. We die, and the reason I know we died because everybody talked about what they did in earth, and it was a lot of people, voices, and then I look at my mom is there, my brother, and then everybody made like a, you know how Musa put the asa in the river and the split, everybody just made a split and made a room, And then they said, he's coming. And then I see a light, and then I wake up. So maybe that's the prophet sign he's coming, or I didn't understand the dream, but...
Allahu alam. But it is good.
It's a good dream.
Okay. Yes, and he who sees Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the dream, he have seen Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the dream.
Okay.
Meaning that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he who sees me in the dream have seen me.
Will know, okay.
No, have seen me, meaning, and saying shaitan will not take the likeness of me.
Okay.
Okay. And you will know because we get many who, you know, those who seen Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At one time a person saying, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was wrapped in something. Okay. So it was wrapped. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was wrapped, and the person knew that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in this wrap. How did he know? Okay. And they say Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was moving in there, and I wanted to open this up, okay? And was inshallah indication of a person needs to get to know the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
I think we have leftover like piece of his beard. I think they bring it. They change. I think it's hair or a piece of his beard. I'm not sure. It's like reddish color. I'm not sure because they bring it in Turkey. There's a mosque and one of his sword and one of his clothing and then piece of his hair. I'm not sure if I remember it right.
Yeah.
But is it red color? I'm not sure. Not too red,
no,
but
no red. Yeah.
You can't.
It's in a box.
It's in a box. Okay.
Yeah.
And this is a basic question that since I am a beginner, I'm not very expert. What is the difference between sadaqah and zakat?
Zakah is an obligatory amount, and sadaqah is a choice that you can make.
It's a small, okay.
A choice that you, it's not obligatory.
Okay.
But in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes you use the word sadaqah for zakah.
That's why I was confused.
The words zakah and sadaqah, they are from the words that when they are alike. Like a mushrik and kafir, right?
Yeah.
And things like that.
Okay.
And the rule in that is, when those two words, they come together, they are separate, and when they are separate, they are together.
They're together. Okay.
Okay. So when you have once you see the word sadaqah by itself, that could mean zakah. Okay, in the Quran. But at the same time, when you see it with the word zakah, you know it's only a sadaqah. Wallahu a'lam.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. I was very confused with that.
Yeah. Yes.
So why is that? So then he explained, I said, Hada, you say yes and it means no.
Yes.
I'll just make one comment. Long time ago, I heard a comment from an alim in India.
Mm-hmm.
He was saying the salah of a Muslim is his miraj. The salah of a moment. Is like his miraj.
Yes.
So
yes.
Still, I remember when I had another chance.
Yes.
Well, the hadith is, namaz jannat ki chabi hai.
Ta'aruju ila sama.
But the hadith is, salah is the key to heaven.
Yeah.
La ilaha illallah is the key to Jannah. La ilaha illallah is the key to Jannah. Yes. But the first, what is going to be looked at from the work of a believer is prayer. So if the salah is complete, then the rest of the work will be looked at. And if the salah is incomplete, there is no need to look at any further.
SubhanAllah, also the what tried, the people who tried to humiliate, you know, scholars and stuff like that, we don't know their names. We know Imam Ahmed. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't know who was the one who whipped him. Mm-hmm. You see, the history is just completely take him away, you know. Yeah. So you know Ibn Taymiyyah, but who punished Ibn Taymiyyah, who put him in jail, you never know. Mm-hmm. So as if he erased from the history, you just know. So that is the izzah by itself, yeah. That Allah give you dignity, you know. The punishment, the one who punish you is disappear and your
salam.
And the last things I think about also, izzah, if you work with a perfume store, you get perfume all over you. Mm-hmm. So you, if you are working with gold, you are rich, you know, I mean, definitely. Mm. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who is close to him, and definitely his izzah of Allah will reach you. So you are with Allah, you are a believer, you will get a lot of this izzah with you. Yeah.
You are with the most honorable.
Yeah, the most honorable. So definitely you are aziz, yani, subhanallah.
And I saw very derogatory remarks about Muslim, these people are saying. And I was thinking, like, if something happens in a live talk or somewhere, so I didn't know we could respond that way also. One thing is we try to explain. Mm-hmm. But let's say if something, very obviously, these people are saying very bad thing about Islam and mm-hmm. in very humiliating ways. So how to respond, like, in the
Through the internet, I wouldn't suggest that you go into yeah. this.
Yeah. I mean, the live, some let's say in live discussion, if something like this yeah. happens.
Yeah. You know, it just, it might propagate the ideas even more, you know. Yeah. These people, they know what you're going to say, how you're going to answer, and they waiting, you know, with a list of answers so they can give you, you know. And if a person is truly would like to know, okay, then we can give the answers, okay? But if they are with the intention of making fun and so forth, it's just going to frustrate you and upset you, and it's not going to get anywhere with them, okay? سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهُمْ أَنذَرْتُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. You know, if you give them, you know, warning, if you do not give them warning, they're not going to be believers, you know? Yes.
Yeah.
As one sister was saying, she was new in Islam for a few years. Someone in her work was doing this, okay, talking about Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you know, making some comment. And so she went the path of explaining things. No, what you say is not correct because of this, and this is what happened, so forth and so on. She thought that this will get the person to stop because now, you know, the evidence is so overwhelming, right? But then after a while, the person came with other things and trying to even, you know, now start to insult, okay? So she said, after, you know, this person made a comments and questions about how many wives Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how the age they were and so forth and all of this, the things that we all know, right? After his person is done, she said, yes, all what you're saying is true about Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and I love him so much. And she just walked away.
I saw that lion is saying Allah. Did you watch on YouTube? Lion, he's saying Allah. And he's saying Allah. In the Zoom, they recorded.
Yeah.
And I think brother was Muslim when he was saying it. His lion was screaming Allah. And then the guy is Subhanallah, you know? Mm. And as he was, the guy says Allah, the lion says Allah back to him.
Yeah.
And I watch it. It's very interesting.
Yeah.
And then in the bottom, I hear very bad comments. I see very bad
Yeah,
comments.
We have to be very careful with this. We have to be very careful with this. Yeah. Because Islam is not spread that way. Okay? And Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not spread Islam with miracles. Miracle, physical miracles. Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spread Islam by the Quran and the logic of the Quran. Okay? Logic and going into the Quran. Challenging the people with the Quran, okay? You know, sure they will get you something there and says shaitan too, you know? And here it is, this is saying shaitan, you know? Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Jazakum Allah khairan.